who said we continue in Shari Tshuva in Sif Yud Gimel. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, says, Madrigas HaTshuva Ma'al Yoseha, the Figozo Hameriros Va'otzim HaYogom. The Madrega, the level of the Tshuva, of the repentance, and the weight of that Tshuva, is all dependent on the intensity of the agony that one feels over the sin. Remember, again, we're in the middle of discussing the yogon, what the Rabbi Nyono called the yogon. Not just the charata, not just remorse over sin, but a feeling of pain, a real feeling of sadness, of disappointment, almost of agony over the sin, which highlights the recognition of the profundity, of the negative profundity, of what one has done. When a person feels that yogon, that agony over sin, that in and of itself is a sign of the purity of the soul. Because, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, the greater one's understanding, and the more his eyes are open, the greater the agony over his mistakes. Kimo she'ne'emar, ki lo li'olam ariv v'lo lenetzach echtzof, ki ruach milafana ya'atov v'neshamos ani asisi. Biura, what does this pasuk mean? Kasher ya'atov v'yitzta'er haruach shuhul milafana kihimin al yonu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when the ruach, when the spirit of man is distressed by what he has done wrong, understand the spirit is distressed because the spirit comes from the celestial sphere. The neshama comes from above. V'yatfu neshamos asher ani asisi, lo ariv od v'lo ektzof. Ki och eich lo echon ve'arachem al nefesh yikara asher himya lefanai u'neshamos ani asisi. Because how can I not have compassion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on a precious soul that came from me, that I created, when I see its great pain? Al kein yakel ha'avon kafi asher tichbad ha'avodah v'anoch alav. Therefore, again, the sin is diminished, though I should say the diminution of the sin corresponds to the pain that one feels over it. Ki ha'yogon yavo me'eis tor ha'neshama ha'alyona. Because the agony over sin comes as a result of the purity of the neshama that comes from above. V'nitzratisa bazeh yoser me'asher tirtza berov yisuri ha'gofu ma'chovav. And the truth is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for more than anything is, God doesn't want us to physically suffer over our sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has really no interest in physical punishment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has greatest interest is that He wants to know that we're pained over sin. Because when we're pained over sin, ultimately what that represents is a recognition that my neshama feels that I've done something wrong. When the neshama feels that I've done something wrong, then even though the body has done something wrong, the purity, the holiness of the soul is still intact. And again, we could relate to this even from a non-sin perspective. When a person does something wrong, so sometimes we do things wrong in life, and I realize that I've done something wrong by someone else's reaction to my act. But I myself don't necessarily comprehend what it is that I've done. So sometimes when that happens, that's incredibly hurtful to the person who I have hurt. Because the person who I've hurt says, at least recognize what it is that you've done. But if I don't recognize what I've done, I just say, okay, I realize I hurt you, I'm sorry. There's something lacking in me. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is, if you feel that what you've done is wrong, if your neshama feels it, then at least I know that you're still spiritually connected. V'hamashal baza, what's the mashal, the parable to this? Ki ha-melech yachmol al-chanicha v'yilidei beiso akrovim eilav. A king has special compassion upon those who have grown up in his household. V'heim ma'atzili eretz ha-nechbadim. V'yitei lem chanina yosem echamlos al-rechokim ha-pechusim. Because ultimately the derech of man, the king, has greater compassion upon those who were raised in the palace than people who are outside of the palace. V'amar u'neshamos ani asisi v'karvasan el ha-alyonim. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion, God's compassion is upon everyone and everything, but those whose neshamis are a little bit more refined, so that they're able to go ahead and feel the intensity and feel the pain of sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels a higher level of connection and affinity towards them. Ukmo v'aluchos ma'asei elokim hema. As Chazal, the rabbis teach us, there are three partners in the creation of man: Aviv, V'imo v'akodesh baruch hu, my father, my mother, and God. Ulefi she'in la'av ve'im shutfos b'neshama, alkein amar u'neshamos ani asisi. And here's what's amazing, is that although there are three partners in the creation of man, father and mother give man his physicality. When it comes to the soul of man, there's no partnership. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and creates the neshama. That's why the pasuk says, "Uneshamos ani asisi." I, God, have made the soul. Va'amru uneshamos ani asisi yora al amro ki ruach milfanai ki inyanu kasher ve'arnu. So really what the Shai Tshuva sings so beautifully is that when a person feels that pain in their heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a certain level of joy in that. Not because God forbid, rejoices over our pain, but because that shows the neshama is alive. Like Lahavdil, you know, if a person suffers an accident and, you know, they get the pinprick in their toes and they can't feel their toes, Nebuch, we know that there's a problem with the connection. If a person doesn't feel any level of sadness or agony over what I've done wrong, there's something missing in my connection. But to be able to feel, for my soul to be able to feel like there's something missing, there's something deficient, that's actually a beautiful thing, because that highlights the connection that I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amr David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Hashem negdecha kol tavosei va'anchasim imchalom nistira be'iro. So the pasuk means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that at the end of the day, all of my desires are to be close to you. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know at the end of the day what I really want. And you know how badly I want to be close to you, but you also know that at the end of the day, how much I get involved in things that are not good and not helpful and don't advance my agenda. That sometimes, again, the worst punishment, the worst fallout of sin, is not the punishment, is not the onesh, but it's sometimes when we sin so much and it goes so far that we no longer even feel the emptiness, that we no longer feel the agony, that we no longer feel the pain, ultimately, again, of our separation from Hashem as a result of our sins, of our veros. And here what the Shari Tshuva is really highlighting is something very beautiful. Pain sometimes is a sign of vitality. That when something hurts, it means that that part of me is alive. Where there's no pain, where it's dulled, there's a shaila. The question is that part of my persona still in existence? If the neshama doesn't feel any pain over sin, then at the end of the day, I have to question what's happened with the soul. But says the Shari Tshuva, to a certain degree, and this may sound strange, there's a simcha in the pain. There's a simcha in the tzar. There's a joy in the pain. Because where there is pain and where there's the yagon, the agony, that's a sign that my neshama is alive. That's a sign that my neshama is vibrant. That's a sign that my neshama is kicking, that my neshama is going, that my neshama wants more. Where there's pain, there is ultimately the possibility and the hope for growth. We'll stop over here. Be'er Hashem will pick up with Sif Tesvav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.